Halacha Beis is a little bit longer, and Halacha Beis is based on Torah Samach Aleph in the first half of Likut Imran, which is one of the Rosh Hashanah Torahs of Rabbeinu Zal, a very long, complex chapter in Likut Imran. Rav Nosson Zal is going to touch on a little bit of it here. Al pi amaymar chodi Rabbi Shimon v'omar Hashem shomati ishimacho yoresi. That chapter in Likut Imran is based on the sentence in the Zohar Kodesh where it says Rabbi Shimon rejoiced and he said, he quoted this pasuk, Hashem, I've heard your shimacho and I was filled with fear. Ayin shom kol hamaymar b'sefer rishon. Study that entire chapter in the first half of Likut Imran, Torah Samach Aleph. V'haklal. To summarize what Rabbeinu Zal says there, Shal yidei emunas chachomim yoytzei hamishpot lo'or. Through emunas chachomim, the Jews are zoiche that the true justice is brought to light. Ki emunas chachomim hu bechinas loisosur min adovor ashegidu lecho yom en esmoil. Because when the Torah presents the mitzvah of emunas chachomim, it says, do not deviate to the right or to the left from what they'll tell you. By not going to the right or to the left, that's how a person is zoiche to a truthful mishpat. Ki mishpat hu amud adam tzisa. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, mishpat is the middle of the road. Mishpat is in the middle. Sheina noita liyamin u lismoil. Not deviating to the right or to the left. Just like we know, Avram Avinu is chesed, Yitzchak Avinu is gevura, Yaakov, who is called Emes, titein Emes liYaakov, Yaakov is the middle. He's a combination of both. And Yaakov is also called Mishpat. We had this in Torah Beis and Likut Imran. Mishpat utztoko biYaakov. Hainu, so now Rav Nosson Zal says, what does this mean for us? When a Jew is zoichet emunas chachomim, hainu shezoichin lohoitzi mishpatei hanhogois yeshorois, Mikol halimudim shel haTorah kedosh shezoichin lilmoid. That person will be zoiche to be able to extract from whatever he learns true justice. He'll have the knowledge to know exactly how to conduct himself properly. Proper conduct. Hanhogos yeshorois. From everything that he learns, he'll be able to draw the proper lesson to know how to lead his life in the proper way. That's if a person has emunas chachomim. He has this mishpat, this emes. He has this ability to draw the true mishpat from the Torah. Whereas when a person messes up in emunas chachomim, azai nidoin b'moisrois. The punishment for that, the Gemara says, is that he's punished with moisrois. Moisrois means excesses. Moisrois also means excrement. The Gemara talks about Yeshu, Yemach Shemoi V'Zichroin, who is called a loyeg al divrei chachamim, one who mocked the words of the rabbis. He showed disrespect, specifically lack of emunas chachamim, and the punishment was to be boiled in filth, in excrement. So the Gemara says there, Nidoin b'moisrois. Vazai oilin ha-moisrois el ha-moyach. Rav Nosson Zal says that when a Jew is poigim in emunas chachomim, what happens is when that person eats, we know that whenever a person eats, there's moisrois, there's waste matter from the food that's supposed to be passed through the body and then excreted, eliminated from the body. What happens is, instead of the moisrois leaving, they go up to the brain, just like the good part of the food that's digested is supposed to go to the brain and to the other parts of the body to give it nourishment. What happens is the moisrois, instead of leaving, they go up to the brain, and they surround the brain, they cloud the person's thinking, and they make it that the person cannot draw the right conclusions from their learning. The person is not zeichet to draw the proper lessons, to know how to conduct himself properly from what he learns. Rak bechinas mishpot meukol, but rather, the person ends up with a crooked mishpot, a messed up mishpot. Bechinas mishpotim bal yedom, as the pasuk says, that there's a concept of a mishpot without das, a nonsensical mishpot. V'yesh manhigim shelimudam me'elu hamoisrois. Rabbi Nizal says over there in the Kutumran, you should know that there are leaders, there are Jewish leaders, whose teachings come from those moisrois. They don't come from mishpatei emes, they come from the other item. Vaydeze nechlash ksav yodenu. And Rabbi Nizal says that when such people are appointed as leaders in the Jewish people, this weakens the writings of the Jewish people. Rabbi Nizal shows all of this from Psukim and Gemara's over there. Vaydeze goizrin legareish es bnei Yisrael mimekomes shenis yashvu sham mikvar. And this also results in the Jews being exiled from places that they've settled in, whether it be in Eretz Yisrael or Lahavdil in Chutz Laretz. We know that the Jews have been through many, many, many exiles, gerushins, shehu b'chinas gerush me'Eretz Yisrael, which is a concept of being exiled from Eretz Yisrael. V'alidei zeh nilkach soit ho'ibur me'itonu. And also as a result of this, Hashem takes away the secret of knowing how to calculate the months and the years. Alidation is garsh Eretz Yisrael, by the Jews being evicted and exiled from Eretz Yisrael, sheshom ho avir zach, it's in Eretz Yisrael when you have the pure air, v'hatvu v'aperos agdelin shom hakol zach v'noki, and the grains and the fruit and everything that grows in Eretz Yisrael is pure, and v'zoichin shom lohoilet gufim zachim, and in Eretz Yisrael people are zoichin to give birth to pure bodies. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, bebechinas pre-horetz, the fruit of the land, the children that are born in Eretz Yisrael, sheruuyin lekabel neshama gedoyla, whereby their bodies are qualified, they qualify to be able to receive a very high level soul, shetia bekia besoid hoibur, which should be on a level to be able to know and understand the soid hoibur, the secrets behind the calculations of the lunar and solar. Vaideze ein loy eitzo shlema lioilam. And when a person is in this situation where they've been poigim and amunas chachamim, and as a result their mishpot is pogom, all of these things are defective, that person does not have clear eitzo, ever. The person does not have the proper advice and guidance and counsel. Ki atzosoi bebchinas atzas noshim. But because that person's advice, that person's understanding is referred to women's advice, eitzos nevorois, destructive advice, vakoil al yidei hamoisrois soilel alev, and all of this is a result of that waste matter going up and affecting the person's heart and the person's mind. As we said before, that a person who mocks the words of the rabbis is punished with this waste matter. So this waste matter affects the thinking of the person, the brain, the heart. All it is the result of being poigim and munas chachamim. Ach yesh mayim shemetaharen mizoy satinoifis. However, Rabbi Nizal says the only kutimram that there is a water that purifies from this filth. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'zorakti aleichem mayim tohirim utahartem mikol tumoseichem. I'll sprinkle on you pure waters, and you'll be purified from all kinds of tumah. Vazai bo le'etza shlema. And when a person goes through that purification, then there's zoicha to shlema so'etza, to have the right advice, the proper guidance. Ve'elu hamayim he'bechinas me'mariva. These waters that purify are the waters of machloikis. Bechinas peleg alikim mole mayim. The word peleg is miloshin to divide, divided, machlokes, plukta, in Aramaic, plukta means a machlokes. So there are these waters of division. And Rabbi Nizal explains there what this means. Vaideze nimtokin kol hatzimtzumim v'chol adinim. And when we're zeichet to take this mei mariva and use it to purify, to wash away the tumah and the moisrois, through that we're mamtik all constrictions and all dinim, because we're able to plug into the highest level, the Holy of Holies, bechinas even shesia, sheshom hamtokas kol hatzinsumim. That's the place in the Holy of Holies where the even shesia was. That's where all tzimtzumim are sweetened. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh. Hashem will send your help, your assistance from Kodesh, from the Holy of Holies. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev Heitev. Look over there in Likutei Moran, Torah Samach Aleph. You'll see where Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this very, very well. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. V'zeh Bechinas Tfilas Kelim. This is the concept of toiveling Kelim. Shetzrichim litboiles hakelim shekoinim noakum, whereby a Jew has to toivel in a mikveh in water any utensils that he acquires from a non-Jew. Ve'ikra hatvila medoraisa ilikli matches, and the keli that requires toiveling medoraisa is a metal keli. Ki ikra hakidusha hu lekadesh hakelim shiu kelim kedoshim utohirim shiu ruim lekabeles kedusha samaychol besechem, because the main holiness is to sanctify the vessels, the utensils, that they should be holy and pure so that they can receive the holiness of the food that's put into them. Ki hakoil toloi behakelim shehem mekablim esor besechem kiyadua, because everything depends on the vessel which receives the light into it. Kiyadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. The light comes from Hashem. The light is beseder. The light is perfect. Depending on the keli, that's what will determine what effect the light will have. Positive, negative, all kinds of stuff. Ve'ikar tikunu kedusha shel kol hakelim hu'al yedei b'chinas emunas chachamim. And the main way that we're able to purify and sanctify and rectify the kelim vessels is through emunas chachamim. Ki ikar hisavus hakelim hu'al yedei emuna. Because the main way that we create kelim, vessels, is through emuna. Ki emuna hu bechinas kli lekabelis ho'or hachochma besoicha. Because emuna is a vessel into which we can receive the light of chochma. As we saw, like in the first chapter in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal starts off with chochma, that a person has to look for the seichel and everything, and then he says, but since the light of seichel is very bright, you can't get to that without malchus. First you need malchus. And we've said many times that malchus is emuna. Dovid HaMelech says, Va'ani tfila, I am tfila. And tfila is synonymous with emuna. Compared to the moon, just like the moon has no light of its own, emuna, faith, is that which you don't see, that which you don't understand. It's compared to the moon. Ki oyer Hashem yisborach bi'atzmoy kaviyochol yefsher lekabel machmas ribu yoyer. Because the light of Hashem himself, that light itself, it's impossible for us to receive and grab hold of because it's too bright. Ki hu oyer ein soif baruch hu, because it's an infinite light. By the way, the word oyer is bigimatria ein soif. If you take a look at those two words, ein soif, it's bigimatria oyer. Light and infinite, because Hashem's light is infinite. Ve'ief shelekabloi kim al yidei kamo v'kama kelim. And therefore it's impossible for us to receive Hashem's light in a manner that we could benefit from it in whatsoever, unless we prepare vessels for it, many vessels. Ve'ikar klal kol hakelim shel hakdusha nasin rak al yedei emuna. And the main way that we're able to generate all possible types of kelim is through emuna. Ki al yedei emuna shema'aminim bo yisporach b'li shum chochma v'seichel, because through faith that we believe in Hashem without any intellect, without any chochmas at all, al yedei ze nase keli, that's what generates a keli. We say when we put on tefillin, ve'rastichli be'emuna v'yodates Hashem, I wed myself to you with faith and I understand Hashem. The step one is emuna, and from that I get to yedia. And when a Jew is zoicha to be strong and powerful in his faith, then he's zoicha of afterwards that from the emuna is generated a vessel, into which that person can receive light. And that eventually he could be zeicha to a level of understanding, a deep understanding of Hashem. All of it dependent on the degree of emuna that he had, how powerful his emuna was. According to how powerful the emuna is, that's how great, that's how well the person can receive the light, and that's how high a light he can receive. Where do we see this from? We just read this yesterday on Shvi Shel Pesach in the Torah. Shvi Shel Pesach was Kriyas Yamsuf. What happened at Kriyas Yamsuf? The greatest light of Hashem that could be revealed was revealed. To such a point where it says, Roa so shifcho alayam, the lowest level person at Kriyas Yamsuf saw more clearly than Yecheskel ben Buzi, right? It says, that's how great they were able to see the light. Why? Because we read yesterday, we read why. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdoi. Because the Torah testifies they reached such a level of emuna in Hashem and in Moshe Rabbeinu. When you have that kind of emuna, you have the right keli. You have a powerful enough keli that Hashem can shine that oyer ein soif into it, and it won't blind you. It won't destroy you, chas v'shalom. It won't be harmful. On the contrary, it'll be very beneficial. All of it depends on how powerful the emuna that the person has. V'ikar hu emunas chachamim. Now this is Breslov. This is Rav Nosson Zal talking. And the main emuna, the most important, the most critical emuna is the emunas chachamim, the emuna in the tzaddikim. Ki me'oitzem gedulosoi v'roi memusa yizborach, i'efsher liskois afilu lebechinas emuna kim al yidei hachachamim v'tzaddiki adoyer ho'amitiyim. Because of how great and how exalted Hashem is, it's impossible for us to come even to faith, to believing in Hashem, without the chachamim and the true tzaddikim of the generation, shezochu al yidei yigiyosom va'avoidosom ve'munosom ashlema lahasig hasogas elokus yizborach, whereby these tzaddikim was zoche, through their struggle, through their effort in purifying themselves, in getting rid of all the bad midos rois and taivis rois in themselves, and serving Hashem and developing their faith to such a level of perfection, they were zoche to be masig hasoga selakus, to be zoche to achieve a deep, deep understanding of Hashem. Vehem yecholim laham shechlonu me oiroi v'tuvo yisborach. They're the ones who have the ability to draw upon us Hashem's light and Hashem's goodness, ulahachnis bonu emuna hakdoisha, and to inject us, to teach us real, true, pure faith in Hashem. On Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we say in one of the paragraphs in the Chazoras Hashatz, atzosoi emuna peulosoi emes. The etza of the tzaddik, the main etza of the tzaddik, the main limud of the tzaddik is this limud of emuna. That to have real faith in Hashem, a Jew can't get that on his own. He needs a rabbi. He needs the tzaddik to teach him this limud of emuna, this ability to make kelim into which to receive Hashem's light. V'game hatzadikim amitiim i'efsher lekabel kim al yidei emuna. And even from the true tzaddikim, it is impossible to receive their light, to receive their knowledge, their teachings, without emuna. The person must develop their faith in the tzaddikim. Dahainu emunas chachamim, shetzrichen lahamin bohem beemuna levad. A person has to believe in these Sikh tzaddikim with emuna alone, without, even with, before I understand, without understanding. Kigam oyer hat tzaddikim hamitim rochoik vegovoya meitonu ma'oid moid. Because even the light of the true tzaddikim is way above us. It's way, way, way above us. Ve'en lanu shum hasaga utfisa bohem. We do not have any real understanding in these tzaddikim, Rabbi Akiva, the Tanoim, all the great tzaddikim. Ve'ef sherlonu l'skar v'aleim l'kabel mehem, kiim al yedei emuna levad d'haynu m'nizchachom. It is impossible for us to come close to them and to be able to receive from them without, unless the person has emuna, just emuna. That's the only way a person can receive from them, if he has emuna. Kitzrichin kama v'kama kelim digdusha lekabel besoichom es oyer hakedusha. A person needs many, many vessels into which to receive the light. Ve'ikar hakelim nasna al yidei emunas chachomim. And the thing that constructs these kelim, the most and the best, is emunas chachomim. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdoi. The Jews believed in Hashem and his servant Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki e efsher lahamin b'Hashem, ki im kishim aminin b'Moshe avdoi. D'haynu b'chinas emunas chachamim. It is impossible for a person to believe in Hashem unless they believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, his servant. They believe in the tzaddik. V'zeh ikar hachiluk v'ahevdel sheben Yisroel la'akum. And this is the main difference between the Jews and lahavdel non-Jews. Kigam chachmei, listen to this now. Listen to this. How Rav Nosson Zal is going to prove and show that what differentiates between Jew and non-Jew is the issue of emunas chachamim. So that those Jews who have a problem believing in rabbis, believing in tzaddikim, Rav Nosson Zal says where they're going. That they're choosing to be in the category of non-Jew, chas v'shalom, rather than to be with the Jews. Ki gam chachmei ho'akum rubam kekulam maminim bo yisporach. Because even the intelligent people among the goyim, the other nations, believe in Hashem. They believe in a creator. As the pasuk says, Ushmi Noiro Vagoyim. My name is exalted among the nations. And it says, the Gemara says, the Korole Elokod Elokaya. They refer to Hashem as the God of all gods. So they do acknowledge such a kind. Ukamoy Sheshamati mi pi Rabbeinu Zal. And Rabbeinu Zal says, as I heard Rabbeinu Zal told me, Sheomar, he said, Shechachmehem chokru begdulosa yisborach, that the intellectuals, the intelligent people, the philosophers and the theologians among the goyim have delved into thinking about Hashem, ad sheomru shehu yisborach godol umaroyim amamenusa mikol amachshavos, and they've come to the conclusion that Hashem is way, way, way above all of our intellect, all of our understanding. As we know, is really true. Aval ein yoidin mishum mitzvah shel Torah. However, despite the fact that the goyim know this, they don't know and they don't accept any of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Ki ze yefshel lahem lahasig b'sechel anoishi b'shum oifen. Eza mitzvah mimitzvah ha-Torah. Because that's something they can't understand, can't comprehend with their human intellect, any of the mitzvahs of the Torah. And it's for this reason that they are so far, so separated from the holiness of the Jewish people, because they are not zoche to believe in Hashem and his servant Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval anachnu am kodosh, whereas we, the holy Jewish people, Zochinu laham in Bashem of Moshe Avdoi. We were, yes, zoche to believe in Hashem and his servant Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad she zochinu lekabel toirosei akdoisha alidei Moshe Avdoi neman besoi. To the point where we were zoche to receive Hashem's holy Torah through his loyal, devoted servant Moshe Rabbeinu. Ukemoikein bechol. Oh, 1 second. Let's pause here for a moment. I love to tell over what I heard from my Rebbe Zichron Avraham, Rav Rosenfeld Zal. I believe he said this in the name of the Shulah Kodesh, that the Shulah Kodesh speaks about Matan Torah, where right now we're in the middle of Sfira. Today is 7 days in the Omer. We're headed towards Shavuos, Matan Torah. We went from Pesach, you know, which is Emunah, Vayami. We read yesterday, Vayaminu Hashem Moshe Avdoi. We're going to Matan Torah when the Jews receive Hashem's knowledge and wisdom. So it says, Torah tzivah lanu Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us and taught us Torah. The Gemara says Torah is 611. Tof, Reish, Vav, Hey is 611. 611 mitzvahs Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. Two were given to us directly by Hashem. When it came to Hashem giving the Torah, He said the first two commandments. One was a positive commandment, Anoichi, and then Lo Yilecha, a negative commandment, and then everybody in Klal Yisrael died. Their souls left them because the light was so bright. And Hashem had to bring angels with the dew of Tchias HaMesim to bring us back to life. And then the Jews said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you speak to us, not Hashem. So that we should be able to receive, we should be able to hear the Torah and receive it and live. And Hashem said, yes, they're right, you teach them the Torah. So this is where we have the two that were taught by Hashem. The Gemara says, Anoichi v'lo yilcha mi pi gvura nemra. The first two were given by Hashem. And the wording in the Gemara is mi pi gvura. Gvura means gvura, power, powerfulness, greatness. On Har Sinai there was thunder and lightning and fire, all gvura. And the rest was given by Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says, so now there's a problem. There's what we heard from Hashem directly, and there's what we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. Could you compare the two? Could you say that a Jew should take this as seriously as that? He says, that's why the Gemara uses that word, mi pi gvura, because mi pi gvura is bigimatria Moshe. To show that Hashem wants us to look at what we heard from Him and what we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu as the same. Now, so you have many Jews who say, fine, I accept it. But it doesn't have any application to me, because Moshe Rabbeinu left a long, long time ago, and today there ain't no Moshe Rabbeinus, so forget it. So today I don't have to listen. Today I'm Moshe Rabbeinu. Today I make my own rules. I learn the Torah myself, and I figure out myself, etc., etc. So the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says, we know that after Moshe Rabbeinu, all the rabbis from Moshe Rabbeinu till today go under the term Midrabbonon. We have Midoraisa and Midrabbonon. That which was taught in the written Torah is called Midoraisa. That which we receive from the rabbis is called Midrabbonon. The Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says the word Midrabbonon is Bigimatria Moshe, which is Bigimatria Mipi Gvura. To tell us that this is the concept that Vayaminu Bashem uva Moshe Avdoi. There is no such thing as believing in Hashem and not believing in the Tzaddik, not believing in Moshe Rabbeinu, and not believing in the Moshe Rabbeinu of your generation, the Tzaddikim Hador, as Rav Nosson Zal is explaining here. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, so he spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, now he says, U'kemoikein b'chol dor v'dor, and this same rule that held true during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu holds true in each and every single generation. Yefsher lehiskare velov yisporach be'emes. It's impossible to really come close to Hashem, kiim al yedei emunas chachomim, without real emunas chachomim, ki rak hachachomim vahatzadikim amitim, rak heim mamshichem aleinu oyer haemunak doisha, because it's only the true tzadikim and the true chachomim that know how to give over to us, to give over to the Jewish people, real faith, the light of emuna. And it's only through them that we can come close to our Father in heaven. The Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh said that we say in Hallel, Zeh Hashar Lashem, Tzadikim Yavoy Yavoy. This is the gateway to Hashem. Tzadikim will pass through it. He says, Zeh Hashar Lashem. What is the gateway to Hashem? Tzadikim. That's the gateway to Hashem. Through them, Yavoy Yavoy. Through them, a person will come to Hashem, can come close to Hashem. We should be zeichet to renew. We just heard this Kriyas HaTorah yesterday, V'aminu B'Hashem of Moshe Avdoi. This is what we're working on, the Yemei HaSfira, to get to Matan Torah, to get to receive the great light. And we were told here what the prerequisite to the light is, that the prerequisite is Emuna. Rav Nosson Zal said that we see by Yechezkel HaNovi, that right before, Yechezkel HaNovi is the one who speaks about the throne of Hashem. That's what we read, the Haftorah that we read on Shavuos, is the vision of Yechezkel, where he saw Hashem. He saw such an incredible light. So the prophet Yechezkel begins But he says, Niftachu Hashemayim, the heavens opened up, Vo'ere Marois Elokim, and I saw heavenly visions. Rav Nosson Zal says the first letters of Niftachu Hashemayim, Vo'ere Marois Elokim spell the word Emunah. Exactly. That's the secret. How is a person zeichet to see Hashem? The person has to believe in Hashem. That's the keli. Rav Nosson wanted to give an incredible introduction. We should understand what keli is and how important keli is. And he's going to use this. He's going to explain soon how this applies to the food that we eat and the kelim that we put it into.